I'm genuinely unhappy with this. It's a mixed bag for me. Welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm Rose James Mastin, and I am bitterly amused by this story. Now, I didn't cover this a whole lot. I did one episode on it back in the day, like, oh, look at this big titty teacher. It's obviously a fucking troll. Because, you know, I was about a day late to reporting it after everybody else had already kind of talked about it. Here I am a day later than this coverage, right? But, you know, the teacher gets written up for toxic masculinity, and then all of a sudden, a day later after the write-up, comes in with these big fucking tits and makeup and everything on, and starts identifying as trans, and stays working in the school, and I will pull up the 4chan post, and we will read it together, but it was obvious from the get-go that this was a fucking troll. And the part where homie was like, this is real. My whole issue is the same issue I had now with it. The troll is hilarious. It's fucking genius. It is fucking brilliant. It is the most keck-worthy shit imaginable. Game the system. Why fight it when you can game it? Absolutely. Understandable. I just hated that the kids were being exposed to it. I get the point being made. Kids are being exposed to the confusion anyway, but the fake nipples and everything, man, just... I didn't like students being exposed to it. I loved the pushback and the sarcasm and the satire, but at the expense of these kids and their development, I was not on board with it to that extent. But at the same time, I really liked the trolling. But I'm assuming it's a troll. It seems very obviously on paper that it is. Kayla Lennox, Canadian teacher with size Z. Prosthetic breast, hey, they say it's real. Breast placed on paid leave. And the troll comes to an end. By March 2nd, 2023, by Patrick Riley. Is this music? Just look at this! Absolutely ridiculous. Well, let's move on. The Canadian high school teacher who wears massive Z-cup prosthetic breasts. That's another thing. I didn't really cover on this too much because it's in Canada. When I talked about it here, I'm like, this could easily come to the U.S. Don't fool yourself into thinking that it can't. And I stand by that. But, you know, like, until then. You know, it's Canada. Anyway, the Canadian high school teacher who wears massive Z-cup prosthetic breasts in class has been placed on leave after the post revealed that she rarely wears them outside of school. The Halton School District confirms that Oakville Trafalgar High School shop teacher Kayla Lemix was put on paid leave Tuesday. Quote, while not currently on an active assignment, the teacher remains employed with the Halton District School Board, spokesperson Heather Fancy told the Toronto Sun. Lemix's suspension comes after... Wait a minute. Disregard. Had an email. Toronto Sun. Comes after Education Minister Stephen Less and Halton Region MPPs Natalie Pierre, Stephen Crawford, and Effie. I am Trinitrafalopoulos. Good luck with that one. Rebuked the school board for having, quote, abdicated its responsibility by failing to put the interest and safety of students first, according to the Sun. One mother named Lynn told the school board Wednesday that, quote, forms of identity and expression presented in the school environment must be scrutinized against the children's safeguarding practices. The Canadian, if I'm reading that correctly, then I completely agree. Yeah, this kind of thing should not be allowed, but you have to ask yourself what situations allowed, what policies are in place, and who are the people who put these policies in place that allowed it to get to where it is now. The board has remained largely quiet about Lemix while parents have arranged I have raged for months about her wearing the prosthetics in front of students. By the way, if you know they're faking it, why are you doing this shit with the she thing? Just say he. We already know what this Tim Dillon looking fuck looks like. Photos and videos taken in school have shown him wearing tight clothing with large nipples protruding under the fabric of his top. The controversy has sparked numerous threats of violence, and I want to see these presented. Read them. Where are the receipts? Against Limicks and school officials. Board of Education meetings have descended into chaos as it attempts to address the issues. The saga gained international attention and came to head after the Post revealed last month that once outside of school, Limicks often ditches the breast wig and makeup and appears as a man, which sent shockwaves through the district. Post photos showed the dress-down Limicks wear men's sweatpants, sneakers, and a puffer vest with no signs of her breast. Makeup, glasses, or wig, a getup that his neighbor said he wears, quote, extremely infrequently. She insisted in a sit-down with the Post that the man in the photos was not him, although he admitted he could not prove it. Gee, I wonder why. Although he admitted he could not prove it, and denied wearing prosthetic breasts at all, quote, these are real, Limicks said, adding that he could not say who the person photographed was, quote, because I don't want to bring anyone else into this. Quote, this is who I am, this is how I look. You've been talking to people in my building, but what are they telling you, what they're telling you is harsh and untrue. I am always going out looking the way I am. Ooh. Tell me this does not look like fucking Tim Dillon. This is totally Tim Dillon. Just hear me out. Just hear me out. Yeah? Yeah? Right? That's totally Tim Dillon. I'm not tripping, right? Like... My man's here be looking like this fucking hacky fuck named Tim Dillon. I'm not tripping, right? I don't think I am, at least. But let's move on. Limicks told the Post that although he began undergoing hormone replacement therapy in 2021 and was in transition, he is not a transgendered person, but was born intersex, of course. The teacher said his extra-large breasts are caused by a condition called... It's gynecomastia, right? Gigantomastia. But also admitted that he's never been officially diagnosed. Most of these he's, I'm saying, are actually typed out as she's. I'm just not playing along. Gigantomastia is a rare condition that involves developing extremely large breasts due to excessive breast tissue growth, according to the renowned Cleveland Clinic, which said there are only about 300 cases reported. It's ridiculous. And the mask under the nose, you can't convince me. The fucking finger sleeves, dude. I have the same pair of Nikes. Outraged parents demanded that the Halton District School Board impose a dress code for teachers, which was initially rejected last year due to concerns about violating Ontario's Human Rights Code. In January, the school board agreed to develop a policy requiring that teachers maintain an, quote, appropriate and professional appearance. Limicks told the Post that she, quote, would follow the directions of the board on what they mandated, but denied that she dressed in a provocative fashion. Quote, I don't think there's any problem with how I dressed. It's the personal opinion of others. I don't think I have dressed unprofessionally, he said. Yeah, well, it's part of the act. Like, this is, like, very Andy, who am I thinking of? Andy Kaufman. It's very Andy Kaufman. Dedication to the role, and I respect it. But this is absolutely... Hold on. Before I hop into the very last article from today, I wanted to show you these two posts here from Andy Ngo and Rebel News. It's just hilarious. This journalist here, this mad lad, went dressed up as his teacher. I went to the school board meetings and outright, man, yo, primetime 99 level shit. This is fucking nominal. Let's check this out.
They have banned me for life under threat of trespass if I show up. My crime? Well, asking impolite questions or dressing up as Kerry Lam. You see, the Houghton District School Board, they're all down with radical transgenderism when it's at school being exposed
this
to kids.
Shit.
But when it comes to going to the school board meeting and putting those prosthetic breasts up close and personal near the trustees of the HDSB, oh well, that's offside. That's a little too impolite. However, whether or not the dress code gets approved, I have a solution. It's a partial solution, and we owe it all to that master philosopher known as Red Green. Just one
yes.
As I was saying, folks, whether there's a dress code or not, at the very least, can Kerry Lemieux be...
Fuck Hank Green, his obnoxious fucking brother. I don't care about either of them, but Red Green and Bob Ross, that was my fucking midnight, the 4 p.m. block before PBS Nova came on and bored me to sleep. God damn. Red Green. That took me to a really good place in my childhood. Holy shit. Man, back when PBS put on good shit.
Be told to cover up those protruding fake nipples.
Now let's watch the original clip.
Believe the trans...
Sorry.
Can you believe the transphobia here, folks? Can you believe it? Which one of you is gonna take it?
Yo, this cop is just sitting here. What happened to the audio? Oh.
Go teach kids, come on. Yeah. Are you guys okay? It's come like that and go
This poor cop is just sitting here, man. I usually feel bad for him. Oh, security guard. Yo, I usually feel bad for these kinds of guys, but he's just sitting here like, this is really my job. Look at his face. He's questioning everything about his world right now. I love that at the end. If you listen closely, he says, ma'am.
Who is gonna take this petition?
I need you to leave this property, ma'am. Now let's hop over here to the last article for this upload. Breaking! Now this is gonna be the last article we read before we wrap it up here, so let's get into it. Breaking: Canadian trans shop teacher with massive prosthetic breast no longer teaching at school. While not currently on active assignment, the teacher remains unemployed with HDSB, Houghton District School Board. That's totally just Tim Dillon, bro. I don't give a fuck what anyone tells me. Articles by the joint thing. Okay, it's all the post-millennial. Moving on. Kayla Lemix, a biological male trans-Canadian shop teacher who teaches class wearing oversized prosthetic breasts, has reportedly been placed on leave from Oakville Trafalgar High School. Board spokesperson Heather Francie told the Toronto Sun in a statement, quote, While not currently on active assignment, the teacher remains employed until now. The board had previously supported Lemix's right to teach while wearing massive fake breasts.
It's deeply concerning that an event like this is being permitted to proceed at any post-secondary education institution.
Claiming it's promoting harmful, hateful, and false information, advocates are calling on the University of Winnipeg to cancel an event that's featuring a speaker who they say promotes transphobic rhetoric.
Spreading misinformed opinion rather than like tangible medical proven research on gender affirming care is frankly walking a very dangerous line between promoting hatred.
All right, groomer, let's tackle this one. Affirming. Right, blow it out your ass. I don't give a fuck. There's nothing to affirm with kids. As you can only teach kids, right? That's your job. I don't know who the fuck you are, but maybe you shouldn't be allowed anywhere near kids. But. Telling a kid, oh yeah, you're absolutely this make-believe thing you're pretending to be. As far as I'm concerned, it's no different than being like, oh, I don't believe I should have this finger here. Even though this finger worked perfectly fine, there's nothing wrong with it. I just have a weird thing in my head that's telling me right now I shouldn't have this finger, so it's a mistake. Should I go chop it off? And then you're like, yeah, sure. And you hand them a fucking knife and they chop off their finger. And you're like, nice. That's healthy. It's the same fucking thing as far as I'm concerned. You're telling these kids to indulge in a mental illness that has no fucking bearing on reality. And then you end up with all these detransitioners who ultimately say, hey, this is a mistake, and then they kill themselves. Which is interesting, right? Because you're telling... Actually, a lot of the detransitioners don't kill themselves. A lot of the people who are transitioned end up killing themselves.
As opposed to promoting acceptance of fellow human beings.
The event, titled The Commodification of the Human Body, The Case of Transgender Identities, with U of W professor Joanne Boucher, is said to focus on the, quote, economic interests involved in transgenderism and the role of government, corporate-funded lobby groups, and the medical industry to illustrate the ways the human body itself is increasingly becoming commodified for profit, end quote. Jen Rands with Pride Winnipeg says the event and the language used on the poster are both problematic.
It's entirely inappropriate and dangerous that transgender healthcare is being referred to as a commodity. These treatments and procedures, they're not cosmetic. Gender-affirming healthcare is...
Yeah, they are. Actually, they absolutely are cosmetic, and here's why. Surgeries are typically with the goal of fixing or repairing something, right? So when you're having these surgeries, right, let's say it's top surgery, let's start with that one, right, top surgery. The surgery is cosmetic because it changes your looks. It doesn't change anything about you. It doesn't replace a damaged organ. In fact, it damages a functioning organ. Fun fact. So, you're a female who wishes to become male because you're retarded. You've decided to chop off your breast. You will never carry sperm. You will never fertilize a female's eggs. You will never be able to impregnate anyone. You are what you are born as and what you will die as. You will die a female trying to become male, except for this time you've chopped your fucking tits off and maybe you're on some sort of hormone supplement or something, and your hair is covered in body and acne for the rest of your life too. Smart moves. But you are not what you set out to be. You sought out the surgery in the vain attempt of becoming the opposite sex, but you will never be the opposite sex. So you've had a cosmetic surgery to appear as. You're altering your appearance. It's cosmetic. And the same thing. Perhaps you have your dick chopped off and folded inside out to create a artificial, you know, vaginoplasties. You are creating essentially a wound that's going to be fucked by whoever is into fucking it, presumably. And if that's your bag, that's your bag. There's nothing wrong with it, as long as you're an adult and you afford the surgery yourself. But, again, you're having the surgery to become, go from male to female, but you will never be a female. You will never have eggs. You will have no womb. You will never dilate or carry children or, you know, birth offspring. You will never be a woman. It's cosmetic. It is all cosmetic. Every one of these fucking surgeries, you are trying so hard to say, it's not a commodity. It's as much of a fucking commodity as goddamn liposuction. Let me tell you something right now. These surgeries are going to be looked at the same way we look at fucking lobotomies today. I swear to God, mark my words, 25 years from now, we'll be looking back at all this shit the same way we look back at lobotomies and wonder, how the fuck did we let that happen? But let this person who probably outgrew their uncle's age preference somewhere between 1 and 4 tell you their worldview.
Medically necessary, and it's life-saving care for youth and adults.
That's funny because there's so many, may have to do an episode about this. There's been a spike in famous trans celebrities killing themselves. There was also a couple politicians who had trans kids who killed themselves, and yet, not transitioning is what kills you. It's interesting because it seems like the suicide spikes are with the people who are fully transitioned. I corrected myself earlier on this topic, too, where I said, you know, that's why people come out, detransition, then kill themselves. And I was like, actually, detransitioners tend not to kill themselves. It's the people who go all the way and commit to it without any effort to go back who end up taking their own life eventually in the end. And the issue, right, and here's where the issue is. The reason you're seeing such a spike in that, it's because you're seeing more and more kids pushed into it. When you have adults who just fucking take it upon themselves to dabble into this weird shit, that's on them to do so. Back in the day, you had less people who were, you know. I'm blanking on the word I'm looking for here. It was an old term for it, basically trans of their day, but anyway, you had less of them killing themselves. Sure, there was less of them, but also, the only ones who were becoming that were adults. Now you have kids being, whatever the term is, validated, or whatever the fuck you want to say, in schools, or affirmed in schools. You're going to see a spike in these, you know, suicides, because these kids are coming out of these phases and be like, oh my god, I can't go back. Oh my god, I can't go back. That's why, what was it, a couple years ago, for all those emo kids back in the day, there was that big online scam where this company promised to remove all your scars. You bought their cream, and their cream didn't do anything. It was like coconut oil, essentially. I mean, it did what coconut oil does, but it was essentially just that. And people bought it like crazy. Why? Because emo kids went through that phase, they scarred their fucking body, and were like, oh no, this shit's not cool, it's cringy as fuck. And they couldn't undo it. You know, time will heal, you know, you have collagen and whatnot, but surgeries and hormones, right? You have these kids being put on puberty blockers by their schools. Quite frankly, I would support a parents' right and education bill like what Florida has from state to state and shining sea, quite frankly. But the 10th Amendment situation.
The event set for Friday was posted under the University of Winnipeg's logo and appears to be part of the institution's 2022-23 speaker series. Requests for an interview with a representative from the University of Winnipeg were not accommodated, and interview requests to Boucher went unanswered. Rand says given the university's reputation, she was surprised such an event would be taking place on campus, and says a review of how events are approved should take place to ensure other potentially harmful events do not go ahead.
It's absolutely unacceptable to look at transgender healthcare in this light, period.
Really important in this kind of contemporary world where there is a lot of transphobia and violence against trans people.
Who's afraid of them? No, seriously. You use the phrase that would imply fear. There is no fear here. There is not a single queer that a tyrant fucking fears, my friend. And let me tell you, you need to quit using the word phobia. Phobia of any kind. No, we're not homophobic, we're none of this shit, we're not transphobic, we're not scared of you. We just logically recognize you for what you fucking are. It's different. If anything, the incessant need to mischaracterize what we say and attack us and completely throw out any, maybe even common ground we share in our views, shows that you are the one who is fucking afraid here. And it's fine. The people you're arguing for, the ideology and the identitarians you're fighting for, will not have kids. So it's a dying ideology, and in essence, a failing ideology. And it will fail. It will crash and burn. There is no outcome where y'all win. I'm sorry. Well, I'm not sorry, but, you know, a little sympathy for y'all, but damn.
to combat that whenever we can.
Other academics want the event canceled and are staging a Trans Love Cupcake Hour and open roundtable event aimed at supporting
2SLGBTQIA+. What is 2SL? I'm not looking
members of the trans community.
What we're really interested in is not so much hosting a counter event, but rather just creating a safe place for connection and community and to celebrate the queer and trans community at the University of Winnipeg and beyond.
Allison Bricky, an assistant English professor at the University of Winnipeg, says some staff have brought concerns forward to administration. She believes the event goes against the U of W's values.
The University of Winnipeg.
You know, statistically speaking, per populace, there's a lot of child molesters in that one frame. Like, right here, there's a lot of child molesters in this one frame, just statistically speaking.
Peg says,
and a lot of child molestation victims.
Some staff have brought concerns forward to administration. She believes the event goes against the U of W's values.
The University of Winnipeg prides itself on being an inclusive...
All right, I've had enough. What does this have to do with the actual article? I was waiting for this to mean something. Well, I guess University of Winnipeg is where the teacher's at, but no. No, it's not, actually, because this is a high school teacher. That's a college. I don't know why the fuck that's there. That's something I really hate about the post-millennials website, is they always put art. They put up a lot of videos. Usually what it is the second video is relevant to the topic at hand, but sometimes none of them are. The board's action came after the New York Post investigation of Lemix, photograph Lemix without fake breasts, blah, 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 blah. Kudos from Aline Canton Natal, who's a male. Kudos at New York Post for exposing shop teacher Kayla Lemix, who is now being placed on leave. This is a big win for students and parents. And right here we have a little clip here. But the New York Post newspaper hired a Toronto photographer to work with their reporters to learn more about Kayla Lemix. And spent a month doing research while the Post team took pictures and evidence and video of Lemix dressed as a woman. It also captured an image in which the paper claims shows Lemix without breasts and dressed in men's attire. That changed the game and resulted in Lemix never being in class again. While the teacher told the Toronto Sun, "The picture was not me." The Post struck by it, insisting they knew the teacher's routine, car, license plate, apartment, building, and neighbors. It was the photo of Lemix dressed as a man that led to the teacher being placed on leave by the board. Lemix claimed the picture was not me, but according to the New York Post, a fellow resident in Lemix's apartment complex told the outlet he wears a prosthetic breast extremely infrequently and puts a breast on to teach occasionally when he goes for walks or when the cops visit. Every woman everywhere, right here, post at iRockBells. Cool name. No surprise here. As we predicted months ago, Kayla Mix is not trans. He's just a pervert, and he's doing this is 100% sexual harassment. I look forward to the day when female students and staff file suits against the school board. Oh yeah, and that's probably part of his plan too, because when he does get laid off and replaced, he's going to turn around and he's going to fucking sue on discrimination. Wait for it. Watch for it to happen. The Post described an incident where Lemix was photographed exiting the school dressed in the breast and wig, went briefly shopping at a department store, went home, then emerged wearing men's sweatpants, trainers, and a gray shirt and navy puffer vest without breast makeup, glasses, or wig. Shocker, Rogan. Rogan retweets here. This is ridiculous. According to the Sun, Lemix claimed to have a rare condition, read that, and that XX chromosomes and hormone sensitivity to estrogen played a role in this intersex-born person growing extra-large breasts, but When challenged to provide a diagnosis to support the claims, Lemix said the diagnosis is based on a verbal discussion I have had with my doctor. Verbal. And I have I never requested a note or a letter of these findings. The outlet added that unless any of Lemix's claims could be medically verified, there was no path for the teacher to return to the class. Viral image of trans teacher wearing oversized breasts that sag to the waist have been investigated by Redux Mag. The teacher is Kayla Mix of Oakville Trafalgar High School in Ontario, Canada. The school stands by its teacher. I fucking love this video here. Some teachers have recorded images of the teacher at Oakville Trafalgar High School in Ontario, Canada, and put them on social media. Look at the ridiculousness of using the saw with these tits. To back way the fuck up. Ridiculous. They made the policy so you couldn't actually do that anymore. On Tuesday, Lemix was put on paid leave, according to The Sun. Education Minister Stephen Lins, Hanton Region MPPs Natalie Pierre, Stephen Crawford, slammed the board for having adjudicated its responsibilities by failing to put the interests of safety interest and safety of the students first. After the teacher was put on leave, the board replied, quote, "We will continue to support the teacher in partnership with OSSTF, Ontario Secondary School Teachers Federation." One teacher user previously wrote, quote, "No surprise here. As we predicted months ago, Kayla Lemix is not trans. He is just a pervert, and what he's doing is 100% sexual harassment, and I look forward to the day when the female students and the staff filed a suit against the board," blah, blah, blah. He read that. Spotlight for photos and videos emerged September 2022 of the teacher during a manufacturing and technology class at Oakville Trafalgar High School in Oakville, Ontario. I'm getting tired of saying these. Wearing the gigantic fake bosoms, short shorts, a blonde wig, and a tank top, too. Same video? Yep, same video. Parents began protesting for lives of TikTok, and the post-millennial editor at large, Andy No, tweeted a video, at large means in the field, basically, from the shop class, noting the shop's dress code for students, which reads, "The dress codes must prevent students from wearing clothing or accessories that display sexism, vulgarity, and pornography." Says the code, "Dress codes must prevent students from wearing clothes that expose or make visible genitalias and nipples." Lemix was spotted skydiving in November, where the wig fell off midair. December, the Ontario College of Teachers urged the school to ask the teacher to act professionally. Lemix continued wearing the breast despite the controversy, and in January, held an event touted as, quote, "a space for QTBIPOC folks." QT BIPOC? Aw, cutie BIPOCs. Age 11 to 14. Oh, God. "To hold space with each other as we explore different sources of pressure to change our approach based on societal values rooted in cisnormativity and colonial beauty standards." I don't think society really relies on colonial beauty standards. I mean, yeah, Kardashians. The colony guys would really be into that shit. 3. Halton District School Board policy on gender identity and gender expression reads, quote, "The HDSB is committed to establishing and maintaining a safe, caring, inclusive, equitable, and welcoming learning and working environment for all members of the school community, including students, staff, parents, guardians, and community members who identify as or are perceived as Two-Spirit. Two-Spirit. Is that what 2S is? 2S is Two-Spirit? What is that? What is that? Hold on. Oh, I'm calling bullshit. Two-Spirits is a term used within some indigenous communities encompassing cultural, spiritual, sexual, and gender identity. The term reflects complex indigenous understandings of gender roles, spirituality, and the long history of sexual and gender diversity in indigenous cultures. I'm going to guarantee you that is all made up bullshit right now. I don't know for certain. I'm not going to go looking that deep into it, but I'm calling just bunk bullshit right off the fucking bat. That is not properly yoked, my man. My babe. Two-Spirit. I thought it could get more retarded. Two-Spirit, queer. By the way, trust me, I am thrilled that I can say the word queer. You fucking queer. I can say queer and it's fine now. Makes me kind of want to come out. If I had to come out, maybe I could come out, right? Like, come out and not mean it. What if I grifted just so I could have access to phrases that would normally be considered offensive? Interesting. Non-binary doesn't exist. Intersex barely exists. And those who are questioning their sexual orientation and or... That's my new those are my pronouns. And or? Gender identities. Oh, identity tees. So you could have, like, schizophrenia and shit, too. Ooh. Nice. Alright, well, here's the thing about this, right? As much as I love the troll and I find it absolutely hilarious, I don't like the students being exposed to the sexual nature of this particular troll. But that being said, this was absolutely hilarious, in my opinion. I'm gonna wrap it up here. If there's any more interesting developments with this teacher or if that lawsuit ever manifests, we will go from there. That being said, this has been Inside Four Walls. Have a good laugh with me, folks, and I shall catch you guys later. Peace.
You doubtless remember the Canadian shop teacher who decided to pull the kids in his class into his weird sexual fetishes. The teacher goes by the name of Kayla Lemieux, showed up in enormous fake prosthetic breasts and wagged them at the kids. And for months, the cowardly school board in Ontario, that would be the Halton District School Board, defended this creep. But now, under pressure, including the threat of legal action from parents, they appear to be backing down a little bit. The school board says it will require a professional dress code from teachers, meaning smaller prosthetic breasts, apparently. Well, the Canadian media ignored this story. Rebel News did not. Its reporter David Menzies has been on it from the very beginning. He joins us tonight. David, thanks so much for coming on. You look great, by the way.
Tucker, on network TV, as they say, give them the jiggle with the giggle, right?
That is 100%. And look, as long as you feel empowered, we're for it. Tell us, like, how, since you are wearing the costume of the shop teacher in Ontario, I mean, how could you teach shop class wearing those things, I guess, just a core competency first?
Oh, Tucker, you could not. In fact, I've always said, forget about the Ministry of Education. Where's the Ministry of Labor? Long sleeves, long hair, not done up in a bun or a hairnet, jewelry. Bussy Lemieux breaks every shop etiquette rule in the book. And by the way, just in case your audience thinks I've attached myself to some kind of fetish lifestyle or I'm a drag queen storyteller for hire, no, that's not the case. I went there to the Halton District School Board back in October, dressed exactly like Bussy Lemieux, the sheer blouse with the nipples protruding, the blonde hair, the bicycle shorts. And here's the thing about the hypocrisy of the Halton District School Board, Tucker. They're all down with the radical transgender agenda, but only when it's in front of the kids. When it's in front of their school board meeting, they actually fled the room. And I have subsequently been banned for life, Tucker, from Halton District School Board headquarters and all their schools, because I guess I was asking impolite questions and they don't like the idea of drag when it comes to them. Now, the news, Tucker, is that earlier this month, the HDSB trustees approved the request to the education director, His name is Curtis Innes, he, him. And what they want to do is craft a professionalism policy to maintain appropriate and professional standards of dress in the classroom. Now, maybe you and your viewers are saying, wait a minute, isn't this deja vu all over again? Didn't they look into this back in November? And yes, they did. And it was rejected in November by Sari Taha, who was who is their human resources superintendent. So two things here, Tucker. What would change from November until March? I don't think anything has. And also, that director of education, Curtis Innes, he, him, he released a statement where he essentially said that he might veto a dress code recommendation, that they will continue to be, you know, answerable to human rights, equity, et cetera, et cetera. So the HDSB is kind of like professional wrestling. Nothing is real until it happens.
I don't know what's going on up there. We're going to have to visit your country sometime soon just to check it out. And I have to say, I'm a little bit sympathetic to the school board because I am intimidated by your prosthetic breasts and may need to flee. But I appreciate you coming on. Anyway, David Menzies, thank you, of Rebel News.
My pleasure, Tucker. Thank you.
Is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.